Thank you for calling the General Medical Council. Calls are recorded for quality and training purposes. Do you know that you can send us a message instead of calling or emailing? You can contact us by SMS, Facebook Messenger, and WhatsApp. During office hours, we aim to reply within 2 hours. For more information, please go to our website, www.gmc-uk.org/contact-us. If you're a doctor wanting to make a card payment, discuss revalidation, request a certificate, or change your personal details, please press 1. If you want to speak to someone about raising a concern with us, please press 2. Otherwise, please hold the line and you will be transferred to an advisor.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the GMC. Speaking with Anthony, how can I help?
Hi. I had spoken to a gentleman in GMC in March, and I had asked about how to complain about a doctor's surgery who was not letting me know if my father is alive or dead. And he gave me a number which was... like, the email was B-O-B-I-C-B. It was like NHS Pals, something like that. And they are not replying. And he has asked me to call you back if I don't get satisfaction. So I don't know, is there a different department or someone else I can talk to about my question?
Okay. So can I take your name, please?
My name's Mohini Harsam.
Can you spell your first name for me, please?
His first name is M as in Mother, O as in Oscar, H as in Hotel, I as in India, N as in Nancy, I as in India.
And surname, please?
H as in Hotel, E as in Echo, R as in Roger, S as in Samuel, O as in Oscar, M as in Mother.
Thank you. Bear with me a moment. And can I take the address, please?
My address?
Yes, please.
I'm a member of the public. You want my address? I'm not living in the UK.
You're not living in the UK. Okay.
If you still want my address, you can have it.
No, that's fine. I think I've got you there. Okay, so let me see.
You found me on the computer.
Yeah. So you inquired about a doctor in the medical ready back in March, and you also asked about how you can make a complaint regarding a receptionist at a local at the surgery. Is that correct?
Yes. I just want to know if my father's alive or dead, and I feel that it doesn't need a lengthy legal procedure, and I'm not asking for his medical records. So,
okay. So was it the doctor you wanted to raise a complaint about, or the receptionist at the doctor's
well,
surgery?
The doctor didn't come on, so, I mean, I don't contact the doctor directly, I just contact the receptionist. So, the doctor is not a part of the complaint. So, what happened is I used the free phone number and the email address provided by this gentleman who spoke to me. I think it was late March or early April. And since then, they have replied to that, the medical practice have replied to them, and they are not replying. And I wanted to discuss the matter further. And what happens is that they are not calling me back. The problem is okay. That I have a UK number, but there is a roaming charge, and I don't know if they want to call with a roaming charge. Maybe not, but they don't reply by email. There's a problem with that. I can call, but they don't pick up the phone.
Okay. So, did you email the Integrated Care Board, or did you email?
Yeah, I did. I emailed them Integrated Care Board.
Okay, and they've not got back to you. So if you were to raise a concern about a doctor, I can tell you how to do that, but any concerns we would need in writing.
So you just want me to write to you about this, because I know the name of the doctor, but I think the surgery, I'm not going to blame the doctor because I don't even know if the doctor was reached.
If you've got a concern to make about a doctor, you're well within your rights to do that. We do take every concern very seriously.
Okay, tell me the procedure and I'll explain.
You can either go to our website and fill out the online concern form.
Okay.
Or you can send an email to the Fitness to Practice team. Now, in both instances, what you would need to do, do you have the doctor's GMC number?
I don't have it on me, but I think I can look it up.
So if you include the doctor's name, GMC number, the place of work, and what the concern is, include as much detail as you can. And if you've got any evidence, any documents or anything like that, be sure to attach that as well.
Okay, I'll do that. Thank you, sir.
Okay, so you can do that through the website on the online concern form, or you can email that to us.
Okay, I'll do that, sir.
Okay, is there anything else I can help with today?
No, sir, that's fine. Thank you.
Thank you for your call.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.